T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us live on the line is Matthew Russell Lee of the Inner City Press. We're talking about the sentencing today for Cameron Collins, son of Chris Collins, who was sentenced last week. Hey, Matthew, thanks again for joining us this morning.
Great. I'm glad to do it. I really found the sentencing of Christopher Collins on Friday really interesting, so I'm all geared up for today.
I think it was interesting to a lot of people here at how kind of, I don't want to say just long or drawn out it was, but how in-depth the judge went in some of the things he said to Chris Collins. Are you expecting the same thing today?
I'll tell you the truth. I think he may outdo himself today, because in advance of it, I wrote a story early this morning about in advance of the sentencing, he's put out questions to Cameron Collins' lawyers and to the government that are very specific, the things that he wanted. I don't think it was realistic. He said they could address them in writing. I guess it'll just come up at the sentencing. But he's sort of following up on questions he asked on Friday of Christopher Collins, which is because Christopher Collins was saying that he was emotional when he got the news of the company's, you know, test failing, and so he called his son, and you know, so it should somehow be excused because it was an emotional thing. So basically, you know, and Judge Broderick's asked, why didn't you just give him the information and say don't trade on it? And he's now asked Cameron Collins' lawyers, and probably will ask Cameron Collins himself, to address why did he trade on it. Like, it was one thing to get the information, but why did he trade? And he even dug into, basically, Cameron Collins in his sentencing submission is making the same kind of argument that he didn't do it to benefit himself. He wanted to protect other family members. So he's really, I anticipate Judge Broderick really digging into these claims, and if Friday is any guide, probably rejecting many of them.
Yeah, and you know, it seems that you said the judge is asking these questions, you know, doing his homework on this. Yep. One of the questions he's asking is, who bought Cameron's shares of stock? So what does that suggest that the judge might be thinking?
If I were Caitlin Collins or Mary Sue Collins, I'd be kind of concerned about some of these questions, because he really, I agree, I think he's gotten to know the whole family structure pretty well. And I mean, I think they, you know, I don't know if I'm joking or not, but they might want to have their own counsel in the room, because it's, I have to say, it is extraordinary. I cover a lot of sentencings, and normally judges, you know, they're just the filings, and then you go to the sentencing and you sort of see, you know, the judges do read things. They're serious people. But I think Judge Broderick's style of asking in advance things he wants to be addressed is a good one. And I think that is also why it takes long. I will say, I mean, I can't prove this, but I have a feeling. I've gone to other sentencings, and they go long. I went to one of a United Nations bribery trial, and it went about maybe an hour and a half. I think because not just that Christopher Collins was a congressman, but because he was viewed as a, you know, Trump, early Trump supporter, et cetera, I think Judge Broderick is going out of his way to be seen to be taking it extremely seriously, and to have whatever sentencing decision he makes today, you know, be fully, not just stand up on appeal legally, but in the public eye, be viewed as very, very legitimate and fact-based.
I'm looking back to when these charges were first announced against Chris Collins, against his son as well. And the one thing we heard from Chris Collins, and we heard from a lot of people, was that, you know, he's not accused of insider trading. Chris Collins was not accused of making the trades. You know, it was almost inadvertently putting more of a blame on his son, because Cameron Collins is accused of making those trades and actual insider trading.
Yeah, no, it's true. Although, I'm not pretending to be an expert in insider trading law, but the tipper is often as guilty as the tippee, if you see what I mean. Like, I covered one where a guy, a young investment banker, tipped off. His mother was an affluent woman who had a jeweler, and he tipped various people off who traded on it, and he got a longer sentence than the people that traded. Because the trading, they weren't family members per se, but the idea is that the people that get a tip, it's just kind of a boondoggle. They're amoral that they trade, but the tipper and the fact that Chris Collins was on the board of Innate, it's like he violated his duty to the company, if you see what I mean. But I mean, I agree, they're both guilty, but it's, I wouldn't say the fact that Chris Collins didn't trade didn't help him that much. But here's one thing that I think is, I was thinking before you guys called, is, you know, initially the government has asked for Cameron Collins to get a quote guideline sentence, and that's 37 to 46 months. Now, I don't think he's going to get that. I think that would be almost impossible. But what's interesting is that they've done, since the sentencing on Friday, they've done a filing as to Mr. Czarski, and they've said, of course, he needs to get below 26 months. Do you see what I mean? But they haven't actually supplemented their filing as to Cameron Collins, at least as I can make it out in the docket. But I think that's going to be one of the arguments. They're Cameron Collins' lawyers at Kroll and Loring are asking for probation. I'm not going to predict anything, but I think that in these cases, the comparative sentencing always is important. And I've seen that the government has already said that Czarski should, of course, get below 26.
Do you think there's as much interest in Cameron Collins' sentencing as there was in the sentencing of the congressman, the former congressman?
I'm not upstate, but I'll say in the courthouse, no. I've been sort of beating the drum. It's going to be done in a big courtroom. And I think I've already noticed some Buffalo journalists have tweeted pictures from the airport that they're down here. But I think there, most people in sort of the courthouse buzz, obviously the sentencing of a congressman is a lot bigger than the sentencing of the son, although there is the kind of Shakespearean element of, like, you know, I mean, I think when Collins said that he's tortured by the fact that he turned his scouting son into a convicted felon, that really resonates. But I'm not anticipating the same level of interest, just in terms of let's say the New York City media or you know, people, or I don't know. I'm curious. I'm just as interested. So I'm very much open to the true believers. Then the question is Czarski on Friday. I think that you're going to see an even bigger drop off. But I don't mean to be, you know, all lives are important, you know. But I think it's interesting how it always kind of bothers me. And then just imagine, if you will, the sentencing of a Bronx resident for a relatively nonviolent crime to many years. Sometimes there's nobody in the courtroom except inner city breads.
Yeah, it can be a pretty stark difference when you think about that. Hey, Matthew, thanks so much. That's Matthew Russell Lee joining us from Inner City Press. He'll be inside the courtroom as Cameron Collins is sentenced this afternoon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.